Welcome to the special episode of Pickleball Therapy. In this special episode, we are going to be answering the age-old tournament question of serve, receive, or side. What should you do when you're playing in a tournament and you're asked this question by the referee or by your opponents if there's no referee? What do you want to pick? In this episode, I'm going to address that for you. We're coming to you both on our YouTube channel, Pickleball Therapy, as well as anywhere that podcasts are available. So like if you're at a tournament, you don't have access to YouTube, you want to throw it on the podcast, put it on the podcast. You want to watch it on YouTube, you're welcome to do that as well. The reason we're bringing this episode to you as a special episode right now is because we are getting ready to go down to the U.S. Open in about a week and a half, down in Naples, Florida. This is our eighth year going to the U.S. Open. We've been fortunate enough to go since its inception in 2016. And felt that this was a really good time to answer this question for you. So whether you're playing at the U.S. Open or playing in any other tournament, this will help you make the right decision. If you are going to be at the U.S. Open, please come by and say hello to us. We're going to be down there. We'll have a tent that have our sign up there. So just look for us and please say hello to us so that we can say hello back. All right, let's dive into this serve, receive, or side question. So the way it works in a tournament, if you've never played one before, is there'll be a number on the back of a card normally, or a number behind someone's back. It's like the coin flip, right? One or two, and then a team gets to pick, or a player gets to pick, and then whoever wins that, so if you pick correctly, you get it. If you pick incorrectly, the other team gets to go first. You get to choose between serve, receive, or selection of side. So let's work through that to find the best answer to that question. Generally speaking, if you're playing in an outdoor tournament, if you have the choice of picking either serve or receive or picking side, you're going to opt to pick side because serve or receive does have an impact on the game, but it is a much smaller impact just at the beginning, right? It kind of washes out over after a couple of rallies, whereas selecting side will affect the entire game, potentially the entire match, right? Depending on how long it goes, but it definitely affects the game and the match. So picking side is going to let you dictate more than picking serve or receive. So our recommendation is if you have the choice of picking side, go ahead and pick the side. Okay. Now, in terms of what side you pick, it gets a little more complicated because, we say there's like a science unto itself on picking side. And I have to address it in two different ways. If you're playing in a 2 out of 3, so you're going to play 3 games to 11, okay? Or potentially 3, a minimum of 2 up to 3 games to 11. Our recommendation is to pick the side that you like best to start on. Now, there are players who will pick the side that they decide that they think they're going to finish on to be best. So you're thinking like at the third game, last half of the third game. We don't like that approach, or we don't prefer that approach. I should say not like it, but we don't prefer that approach because we want to get the first game under our belt. Get your first game under your belt. You feel a little bit of breathing room, right? You can relax a little bit, play calmer, play looser. Your opponents will be a little more tense, right? Because they can't lose that second game. And so that advantage to us outweighs the benefit of potentially having the better side way in the future at the end of game 3. So we would pick the better side first in a game in 2 out of 3 to 11. And I'll get into what the better side is in a minute. If I'm playing a game to 15, right, then the dynamic changes. Because in a game to 15, I can't get the game under my belt on the better side. Right? The game doesn't end, right? We're going to switch sides in the middle at 8. In that case, I am going to start on the side I prefer least, or the worst side, if you want to call it that. So I'm going to start on the other side because I want to finish that game and the match on the better side. Okay, and what I'm trying to do there is I'm trying to keep it within striking distance. If I can switch ahead, great. If I can switch in within striking distance, I'm going to go to the better side to finish that game. So that's the idea in terms of picking the better side or the worst side, depending on the type of game that you're in. Now, how do you determine what the better side is? That is very specific to you and your team. Okay, generally, it has to do with wind, with sun, and potentially with the background, like the visibility of the ball. It does change, like if you're playing on a court that has a court behind it and you're playing on the side that looks all the way down your court and the other court, that's going to be different visibility than if you're playing on the side that looks at the windscreen, if there's a windscreen, right? So you'll have to make that decision for yourself in terms of what situation most advantages your team. When you make that decision, then you'll that'll be the better side, and then you can make the other decisions appropriately. If you're not sure, ask your teammate. You know, what side are you most comfortable with? You feel more comfortable playing on this side or on this side? And whatever your teammate says, just pick that one, and that'll be your that'll be the better side, I should say. Don't pick that because in the 15, you may pick the other side. So, but you'll determine that that'll be your better side for your team. So that's how you're going to pick side. Now, if the other team picks side, or you're in a situation where you have to pick serve or receive, what do you do? In that situation, you're going to pick to, you're going to select to receive. And the reason you're going to select to receive, and I'm going to move over to the court board here on the, if you're on the video, you'll see it on the video, is basically in the first rally, right? So you're going to pick, you're going to be the yellow team by picking receive. What happens there is the serve, the return, that third is probably going to get missed, you know, more often than not. And I got to give credit here to fellow professional player and friend Kyle Yates, who was gracious enough to share this thought process with me during the 2019 French Open that we were able to play together at, or play against each other, but we played in the same tournament. But the idea is that the pressure's at the beginning of the match, everybody's a little tight, right? So let that one rally work itself out. You get a side out, now the serve comes over to you, you'll get two chances, you're in a little bit more rhythm. So generally speaking, you're gonna wanna pick receive on the serve versus receive. So side number one, and then serve receive number two. Now here's what's interesting, and I've seen this happen many times in tournaments. Players who have not been coached by us will, if you pick side, they'll pick serve. So you end up with like a win-win, right? So you pick your side, and then it goes to the other team, and they get to pick serve or receive. They'll snap, call serve, because that's what everybody does. And so you'll get receive and side, which is awesome. And another curveball you can throw, but before, I'm going to tell you a curveball in a second. But before I tell you the curveball, I did want to let you know also that we're having we have a Let's Get Ready to Tournament class coming out on April 10th. That's a live. After that, there'll be a recorded class that'll be available at some point. But in getting ready for the Open or just getting ready for tournament, if you want to come to our live class, it's a really nice 90-minute class. We're going to cover things like this, but a lot more than this, right? We're going to cover all sorts of pre-tournament, during tournament, tips that'll help you gain that edge while you're playing a tournament. I'll put a link down below in the show notes on the podcast, and in the video, I'll put a link up top and down below so that you can check that out and decide if it's right for you. Our recommendation is if you're going all the way to a tournament, registering for a tournament, doing all that work, you might as well go in there with the best set of skills in order to navigate the tournament landscape to get the best out of it. All right, so one last little bonus tip here for you that's kind of sort of funny, I guess, but sort of, you know, if you want to throw like a curveball at the other team, is if you get the first choice and you're not really sure what to do, you can defer, right? So you can say, defer to you, you pick. And then the guy might go like, what? I don't know, you know, what's going on? So again, that's kind of on the outside there, but you can always throw that in there as a just, you know, we'll pick second, you guys pick first, and then make them pick the first choice. So side first, receive second, that'll give you an edge. And in tournament play, oftentimes, especially in those close matches, right, those little edges will make the difference between you having 11 and your opponents having 11 first. So hopefully that'll help you with your tournament play. Again, if you're coming down to the US Open, please come say hi to us. Whether you're coming to the Open or playing in a tournament in your area in the near future, remember to have fun at the tournament. Enjoy the experience. It's a wonderful experience where you get to compete with other players who, just like you, come to the tournament, right, looking to give their best, test themselves, right, see what's going on, see how other players are playing, who are playing at a more competitive level. And so just, you know, it's a wonderful experience, and I hope you have the best experience there. And if we can help you get that edge, or help you feel more comfortable, right, in the tournament setting, so that you feel more comfortable when you're walking around knowing what's going on, happy to do that for you in our tournament class. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, please consider rating and reviewing it, and share it with your friends. If you enjoyed the podcast, they probably will too. Hope to see somebody at the US Open, and if not, I'll see you on Friday at our next regularly scheduled podcast. Be well.